Tanya and Steve, your day can only get bigger and better. And you can make your small business feel like a big business. See the specialists at the Optus Business Hub at Harvey Norman, Bennett's Green.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M.
Everybody, no.
Can't hear you, Tim.
How about you try and plug your headphones in?
They are plugged in.
God, no, they're not. They're the wrong ones. Oh my God, is this how this week's going to be?
Oh yes, it is, mate. You know what I call handbrake into holidays.
We're on the downhill slide.
Yeah, good. After a wild and windy weekend.
I had a top
weekend. Wow, top how was weekend. The hay fever?
Oh no, fine, but I was. Well, first of all, you know, Nelson Bay, then I was up, you know, Port Stephens in general, whale watching, beautiful restaurant, stayed at Bennett's, got out a nice weekend.
Did you?
Oh, it was good.
Well,
I was on the back
well.
Of a motorbike with my husband, Michael.
Okay. See, what happened was Steve sent me a text, I think, for Saturday afternoon going, I'm living the weekend vicariously through you.
Perfect.
Because I cannot leave my lounge room because of the wind.
At that point, mate, I even said, what are we doing next?
He did. And I said, well,
I just check. Every time I woke up, I'd check, what are we doing, Tim? Oh, that looks like fun.
And I didn't quite get back to him in time, but when I saw that, I went, sorry, we had a nap, and now we're going for a walk along the beach.
Which is exactly what I'd woken up from.
Perfect.
Like, I know we've had a nap, but where are we going now? No, that is not, no, that is not a lie. I literally lived my weekend through Tanya.
How good did your weekend
going,
look, though?
Thank you for going
it's
away.
It's
thank you.
You are welcome.
Gave me something to live for.
It was a great weekend. But anyway,
yeah,
we'll talk about that later. Because I might have had a staycation on the weekend, but all this week, everybody else gets one too.
Yes.
Or gets the chance.
Staycations all this week. Can I run through some of the of the places we've got?
Go on, Risey.
We've got Audrey Wilkinson Vineyards. I didn't even know you could stay at Audrey Wilkinson.
Fantastic.
Yeah, there you go. Caves Coastal Bar and Bungalows. That's where we had our
jingle
ball
a few years ago.
Yeah.
The Loft at Corlett.
Amazing.
I think that's where E.P. and Nikki had something with her Henshaw.
Fantastic.
Basically anywhere we've stayed. We've conned people into giving us things. You
true.
Will be sometimes today winning.
And
true.
The Novotel Newcastle, we've done stuff with the Novotel before, haven't we?
Now, in the measure of true commercial radio, we're just saying sometime today. We don't want to tell you 8:10 or 10 past 8 because we like to make you listen the whole time, don't we, Tanya?
So now...
Not at 10 past 8 today.
Could be
any other time.
You can flick off, go and listen to your favourite radio station and come back at 10 past 8.
And win the prize, which would make the entire thing futile. Happy Monday,
See,
folks.
See, that's why we don't tell them, so they can't leave.
Oh. Because that's why they're not busy or anything.
They just,
never mind, kids. No breakfast for you. I'm staying here.
Exactly.
Anyway, so that'll be lovely. A little staycation in our own backyard.
It will be. Countdown to holidays too.
Countdown to holidays. Yep. Hey, what about some of the performances we saw at the Olympics on the weekend?
Oh.
The 4x100. Who cried?
I actually
had
tears
did.
In my eyes.
I know.
Because I watched it with the, I know.
So did my husband.
I watched it with the kids. We just turned it on at the exact time. It was lunchtime. We turned it on. What's happening in the Olympics? 4x100 meter women.
I know.
I was so happy.
Steve, are you not on board?
Probably asleep.
You didn't see it? Nikki cried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was so wonderful.
I don't know why we all cried, but...
Because, see, these kids, they do it. I know they're not kids, but they've been... This has been their dream since they were tiny.
And they smashed it.
Not only did they smash it, Steve.
Don't shoot out, Steve.
No, it wasn't. The only time I cried on the weekends when I saw her at this beautiful seafood restaurant having this fish that looked magnificent.
Yeah, okay, but back to the Olympics.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking when I cried on the weekend. Look at her and, that looks good. It's a whole barramundi. Anyway, go on.
It was just an incredible win. We expected it, didn't we? We all thought this is the best team that we've had for many a year.
Well, you
but
stop
they proved
saying
it.
We all thought.
Well, that's it. When I say we, as a country, there's so much expectation on the swimmers.
Mm.
And the boys look like they might just do it too.
Yep.
I haven't been back to the Olympics since I fell asleep during the opening.
Look, opening in my mind either wasn't.
A bit boring?
Yeah, was a
you
little.
You didn't see it, right?
No, I didn't see it.
Had some highlights.
They tried their butts off under the circumstances.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bag them. They tried their butts off
under
the circumstances, but by God, night-night.
What about the drones, though?
The drones were cool.
The drone globe was the highlight for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, that's when I cried.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to, I think the triathlon's on today, and we've got local Aaron Royal. We'll talk to his brother, who is a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Find out what he's going to do for the big race.
The brother that should be there.
Exactly.
That has been somewhere picked on by his parents, just the only reason he's not. I've always found it disappointing and heartbreaking that the real athlete isn't there. The mock other brother is.
You're talking about Newcastle's very own Aaron Royal. It's his second Olympic Games.
Must have just won a coin toss, because we know Nathan's the athlete.
He's a Newey boy through and through. You just heard during the news the proud local Maitland Triathlon Club, of which Aaron came through the ranks of.
Mm.
But as you say, there is another brother. He's at home with mum and dad here in Newcastle. We're saying hi to Kim Royal, Aaron's mum, and his brother, Nathan. G'day, guys.
Morning, how are you?
Very well.
Tune up, Nathan.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit disappointing. The most exciting part of this morning was literally waking Mum up. So, Mum, about to be on the radio. I've been waiting since Rio for this.
Hey, hasn't left the house.
Hey, you're there too, Kim?
Yes, I'm here.
How you feeling? Because we're about, what are we, 50 minutes away from when Aaron takes to the centre stage at Tokyo for his race.
Very nervous. Morning sickness.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, of course, under different circumstances, you would have been there, Kim.
Oh, yes, we would have been, yes. It would have been very exciting to be there and see all the different culture as well that we're not used to seeing, but
yeah.
I prefer to be home in my lounge room right now because I get a nervous wreck. After Rio, I was just a state the next day. Yeah. I was so nervous, yeah.
Hey, you sent us through the video that you've sent over to Aaron, Nathan. Both Steve and I watched it. And it's just so lovely when, I mean, we joke that, you know, you're as good an athlete. You said you walked through.
That was a bit harsh.
Well,
I apologise on behalf of my partner, Nathan. We don't joke, we just suggest.
No, but in the video, Nathan, you say that you two walked through the gates. Was it Walsam Pool together? Was that where it all began?
Yeah, Walsam Pool. Walsam Warriors was the swim club.
Oh, that's so good, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, there
so
you go.
Cute.
And as we said, you know, you must be so proud of him, mate.
Oh, yeah, extremely proud. And it's been a journey for forever. It doesn't really matter what he does since that day. Just everything that he's ever done is a massive achievement. It puts a smile on all our faces, so it doesn't really matter.
Not many people can say two-time Olympian.
No, they
can't.
We're
very proud. You know, no. Whatever happens today, we know he's going to put 110% because that's just Aaron. He just does it.
It's just Nathan, she meant to say.
Slip of the tongue there, Nathan.
Well, we all know the truth, Nathan, but we'll carry on this charade, mate.
Oh, he did. He has beat him. He has beat him in a couple of races. Yes, he has.
Don't start him, Kim.
Never beat me in a swimming race.
Oh, yeah. He beat him in a running race, that's for sure.
Here we go. I told you, don't start him.
Nathan would still have his training wheels if they went to the bike leg as well.
Oh, burn from the mother there.
I'm going to hang up now.
hey, listen, where are you three? I'm assuming Ken's with you. So where are you three going to watch it?
Home in our lounge room. We've done it up, flags and picture of Aaron sitting in the floor on the middle of the table, flags outside on the veranda. Ken's actually at work, to be honest.
Oh,
he's been there since 2 o'clock this morning.
Oh, gosh.
As it goes on with your own business, you just keep on going. But he'll be home shortly, very soon.
Okay. Oh, good. Oh, you'd hate him to miss the race. Jeez.
Right.
Okay. Right. Was there a bottle of champagne ready to pop?
I've got a bottle of drinking water waiting here.
Drinking water. Once the athlete of a mum, always the athlete of a mum.
I've got Japanese beer in the fridge.
There you go, mate. That's it, mate.
Which
you
had too many of last night.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Bit of pre-race celebrations, were there?
Yes, he did.
No idea why he's not there.
No getting away with anything with mum around, is there, Nathan?
No. I might have got the call up. I've been waiting to get the call up. Might be racing still this morning.
Well, there'll be no more louder noise than coming out of that lounge room today.
Yeah.
Yes. He'll do us proud. Whatever happens today, he'll do us proud.
He certainly will. Well, give us a big go, Aaron. Come on. Cheer it like he's...
I call him Azza.
Come on, Nathan. I mean, Aaron. Okay. I've got another phone call coming through. This could be the Olympics. I'm going to have to go.
All right. Okay. Sorry to hold you up.
Yeah, we better go. Because you.
Yeah, so it's Azza.
Oi, oi, oi. There you go.
Love it. Hey, go, Aaron. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great morning.
Thank you for ringing.
No problem.
Look forward to talking to you again, Nathan. In fact, we might hold off till the Brisbane ones, okay?
I'll never retire. I might just get a call after that one as well.
There's Nathan Royal, brother of Aaron and Kim, his mum. Love that, don't you?
Yeah.
He's never beaten me in a swimming race.
No. He would still remind him about that every day. You might 100%. Be an Olympian, but you've never beat me in the pool. I love that.
Although I reckon he's the only brother that photobombs every shot.
Oh, so that's what we're going to scream at the TV this morning. Azza.
7:30, probably watch it on 7 Plus.
Perfect. The triathlon at the Olympics. That.
Yeah, right, so they flick over when news and things are on. Right.
Okay. Two other Australian lads in the race, though. Jake Birtwistle and Matt Hauser.
Yep.
So we've got three chances.
It'd be nice to cheer them on instead of booing them as usual.
Yeah.
You know, when you're cheering for a Newcastle boy against Nationals.
Yeah.
I thought you meant against Larkin. We're booing him against Larkin. Go, Larkin, boo the others.
It's true. I even see Larkin running out of knobbies and boo the people around him.
It's Tanya and Steve. It's Triple M.
I'm disgusted.
I was certainly outraged on your behalf, Tanya.
Thank you, Stephen.
And I apologise on behalf of our work comrade.
Yeah.
Ryan.
This came from Risey.
Risey.
Yeah.
He sent something on Instagram. No, actually, he texted us all this last night.
I did, yeah.
And there was very little, in fact, no response from EP Nikki or Tanya.
Steve sent me a sympathy, ha ha.
Yeah.
That was after 2 hours of no response from either of you.
It was a very game thing to put, I was going to say on paper, but you get my drift.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
In a work email, no less.
See, it was a little video he'd spotted over the weekend as a male speaking as far as he was concerned about COVID. And I'll tell you what, well you have a listen and make up your own mind. Ladies.
Lockdown, this coronavirus is 10 times harder on men than it is women. Like, tremendous. No more hanging with lads, no pubs, no restaurants, no football, no sports, no gyms. Whereas women still get to do all their favourite activities, like cooking, cleaning, washing dishes, washing clothes, ironing, whinging, nagging.
For some reason.
Rosie
thinks that's the funniest thing he's ever heard.
Well... he did laugh a little harder at Harry Barry.
Yeah, you did.
But
I don't know why I find that so funny.
Why?
You know why it's funny? Because he's got the guts to do it, and he's taking the mickey. It's more the bravery of it than what he's saying.
Yeah.
Is he taking the mickey?
Maybe not. That's up to you to decide.
Far out. It's about coronavirus, if you didn't catch the accent, because it is tough at the start there.
Mm.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm glad that amused you, right?
Yes.
I'm actually crying. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's, you know, probably the reason we're doing this on the show is every now and again, fellas, if you find something that you think's funny, run it by your wife or sister or mother or something first.
Or don't. Just send it to your male counterparts.
I'm going to take that advice on board.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
The male counterparts.
Yeah.
Play it safe,
you reckon. Yeah, and don't send it to your female colleagues. All right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Tanya. Sorry, EP Nikki.
I couldn't believe it. Steve. Literally 2 hours later, nothing from Tanya or Nick. And I'm looking going, well, he might think his phone's broken. I'll just go, ha-ha.
Thank you, Steve. That made me feel a little
That was
bit
a
better.
Sympathy ha-ha.
Yeah,
he's got a much valued love interest and a daughter.
and a work wife. And the list is endless as to her. Oh, it wasn't funny at all, Ryan.
We all know that good old JR has his own signature catchphrases.
Get amongst it.
JR from downtown.
Gee, everyone's in Olympics mode now, aren't they? Everyone's all of a sudden an expert on archery and rowing and rhythmic gymnastics.
Yes.
I know you guys have already done a couple of segments on the games this morning in your show, but spare a thought for those sporting moments that slipped by on the weekend, never to be spoken of ever again, all because the Tokyo Games have stolen their thunder. Like Newcastle, Sydney, Swans, superstar Isaac Heaney surely took the AFL's mark of the year yesterday, Arvo.
Oh, this is risky. Heaney! Isaac Heaney soars on the Gold Coast!
He was almost in orbit, Tanya. But nobody knows.
I didn't see it.
We're all watching the canoeing. Or what about Aussie golfer Min Ji Lee coming from seven shots back, incredible, to win her first ever major in France.
The Aussie rules.
Menji Lee, with a comeback for the ages, is finally a major champion.
Just the second Aussie woman in 15 years to claim one since the great Kari Webb was on the clubs. But Steve, unfortunately, she won it the same day some Dutch chick celebrated winning a bike race too early. We'll talk about that instead.
Tragic.
And what about the dirty move from the Kiwis in the rugby, using our COVID crisis to try and move all three Bledisloe Cup games next month to New Zealand? It's a scandal, but it'll probably happen because we're all too distracted, Risey, watching the Irukandjis in the surfing.
That's true.
I must admit, though, I've been as guilty as anyone. I was supposed to do more digging on the weekend over Australia and New Zealand's shock decision not to go to the Rugby League World Cup. But there's this footage of an Olympic skateboarder from Peru absolutely stacking it.
Ooh. That is not where you want to crash on course, and he is feeling that as the clock will run out.
I can't stop watching it. We've got 2 weeks of Olympic-style distractions ahead. The Knights' loss on Friday compared to Ash Barty doesn't seem too bad. Even this spin, I mean, I'm distracting you from the triathlon, which has just started.
Well, it's a debacle.
What's happened?
Oh, my God, the men's triathlon. And we've only just 50 minutes ago spoken to Aaron Royal's family here in Newcastle. They were all lined up on the pontoon. There they go again.
Yep.
They were hooted off at 7:30 on the dot, where 4 minutes later they had to recall, half the field,
yep,
because there was a massive boat in the way of the dive. If you don't know triathlon, it's swim, bike, run. And so half the field probably got 50 metres at least.
And now half the field that had exhausted from that start have just restarted. That's not right.
It's totally unfair.
That's not right.
I thought they would have given them a bit longer.
Same.
They should have shifted the fishing hire boat pontoon away from the race.
Can you believe that?
That was just some tourists going for a fish.
But what moron had a hold of the starting hooter?
And blew it
when there was a massive boat. We're not talking about a little dinghy. Ooh. They have the little dinghies to keep sharks at bay, but this was a massive pontoon.
Wow.
It was probably
a 40, 50 foot launch.
Yeah. And if they're lining up as I think they are, I think the Aussie boys would have been in that starting 50.
Well, they'd be buggered already from that kickoff.
So that's really disappointing.
Also, the mental and emotional energy already starting. Then, wait, what? We're starting again?
I know. And they had to send boats out to, because the field were away. They had no idea. So that's really disappointing.
The irony of this is this sporting scandal has totally, I'm in the way of this. My spin on sport,
yeah,
about all sports that have been ignored, is getting in the way of another Olympic-style story. I'll get out of your way. Sorry, guys.
Could you just move your head? Thanks, mate.
Hey, I saw this when you put this up on Facebook last week, a photo of yourself at the age of 20. Mm. And I did text you and say, hey, what advice would you give that young 20-year-old?
And I didn't even have to think, and I told it straight away. But since then, I've thought of the other one I'd say.
Right.
Enjoy your hair, dude. Okay, but the other one I wrote, I would, a 20-year-old me, I'd walk up and go, back yourself. Not everyone else will like it, but it's right for you.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how much I mean that.
It's so good sitting like years away from 20-year-old self,
mm-hmm,
and thinking back, if there had have been that opportunity to give that advice.
Yeah.
Whether it would have made a difference or not, I don't know.
Probably not, you know. I think we all have to find our own way somehow, regardless of what people tell you.
Yeah.
Even if it was like a Bill and Ted moment where you got to meet your future self.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably look and go, oh, what would you know? Yeah. Oh, well, because I'm you idiot. But for some reason, when you're 20.
Well, that's what we want to do. Throw it out. Is there advice? See, it could be philosophical advice like that, back yourself. Or there could be an almost sliding door moment for some, that if they had have been able to give advice, you wouldn't have turned left, you would have turned right.
Well,
so that's interesting too. If you're able to give your 20-year-old self advice, what would it be?
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
Because the standard, and I guess it comes also from Back to the Future and things like that, is like, you know, buy shares in Apple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, what would you?
Look, the first one is a bit philosophical, and it's that just be courageous in any decision.
Mm.
Like, and I think it's almost what you're saying. Back yourself. Just have the courage to have a crack at things. It's okay if you supposedly fail.
Yeah.
I don't like that word, but it's the outcome may not have been as expected, but that's okay too.
As long as you
have a crack and have some fun.
Yeah.
Because it flies. That's the crazy pit. People tell you that, but doesn't it?
Yes.
Goes so fast.
And again, when we were 20 and they told us that, we went,
old person.
You kidding? I'm still waiting for my 21st, dude.
1-3-3-5-3, that's our phone number. We've got Sheree Medford who's giving us a call.
Yeah, what would you say to 20-year-old Sheree?
walk out the door, you're better than this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that works, absolutely. I know, on relationships, but on so many versions of things. Yeah.
Are you thinking relationship, Cherie, or is it workplace, or what is it?
No, no, it's definitely relationship. Yep. It was like 22 years of bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yep. you feel a little bit robbed 22 years later, don't you, that you didn't go sooner?
Oh, my God, Jeff, you got the best years of my life.
Mm. But they're ahead of you, mate.
Yeah.
They're ahead of you. That's the thing, too. It's like, you know, that's what I always say to people who, and I've heard what Cherie's saying a lot recently. Wish I'd done this 10 years ago. It's like, well, you haven't, and you're still ahead of you.
Why did it take 22 years, or should I frame it better, what happened at that 22 year mark to make you go, nah, this is it?
Kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Grown up, you mean?
We've got kids together. We still have two little kids together. We've got older kids, and you repeat the cycle from your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. I've definitely repeated the cycle from my mum and dad.
Yep. Okay, well, I hope you're happier now, Cherie.
Gotcha.
Good.
Good.
It's funny, just on that, though, my sister and I often say that, you know, those days you just stick together.
Mm.
You know, my parents, in maybe the last 10 years, really, if you genuinely set them down, said, are you happy as a couple?
Mm.
They would probably say no. Mm,
that's
but,
sad.
But they loved each other.
Yeah.
But brotherly, sisterly,
okay.
If you know what I mean.
They were more flatmates than lovers. If you've got advice for your 20-year-old selves, give us a call.
Yeah, 133353, Simon at Maitland.
What would you say, Simon, to 20-year-old you?
Oh, just shut your mouth.
Has it gotten you into trouble, Simon?
Oh, many a time, many a time.
Yeah.
Just shut the mouth and do it, son.
Yeah. Tony, mate, I've got to say, Randy, always, the truth will set you free, meaning if you tell the truth, you'll get sacked. So shut your mouth.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right.
It's hard,
thanks,
isn't it?
Simon.
Like I said, does the 20-year-old listen to you? But also, yeah, there's so many things you could tell. But I think if you really base it down, like you said or I said even, it's just back yourself a bit more, because we spend so much time worrying about what unnecessary people in our lives think.
That's the one
nicer to strangers than the ones close to us. Yeah. What's that about?
That's the one that annoys me more than anything.
Same.
How we do put too much care and effort into what others think of us.
Absolutely.
The ones that don't matter. Yeah.
Strangers. Well, you rise, 20-year-old self.
Yeah. I was actually thinking when you guys were talking, I was like, I was pretty close to almost like buying trying to invest and buy a house young.
Yeah.
If I bought that house now, far out, I'd be on Easy Street.
You know that's
15 years later, 17 years later, I would have, like, quadrupled my money.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, you learn by your mistakes.
So not true, Ryze. Right? You know you'd walk in and go, buy condoms.
4 kids later, that was second on the list.
It's emotional. It's been 3 weeks of agonising online pain. Let's carry on. I'll do my best.
Look, one of our mates who had a bird's eye view of the, what do we call it, the Freedom Rally, the anti-lockdown protest march.
I called it the knob gathering.
Well, there's that.
I do too, yeah.
It happened on Saturday. She used to work with us here at Triple M, is Keisha, and she is in Sydney. And we thought we'd catch her and see what the bird's eye view looked like. G'day, Keish.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Keish, to explain to people, though, why particularly we took notice of you, you are quite a lockdown expert, aren't you? Really?
Yeah, this is... I actually just said to producer Nikki that I seem to be moving around and COVID's following me, so I think I'm the Typhoid Mary of COVID.
Well, for a start, you had to get back into New South Wales at one stage and you were in a quarantine for...
The hotel quarantine. Mm. So this is now my fourth lockdown. I'm getting really good at them, guys. It's like I'm so good at them now. a professional.
But Keish, when the rally started, you were as well, because no one kind of knew, the word had gone out for those that were in the know, so to speak, that wanted to attend. But you were confused. You didn't know what kind of rally it was.
Yeah. So we were actually at work at Triple M in Sydney, and we could hear like commotion going on outside. We'd just finished the show and we were like, what is happening? And we went out onto the balcony and there were this, like, I'm not exaggerating, thousands of people lining the streets. The police had gotten there by then. There were helicopters and that kind of thing, and they cornered off the traffic. And initially we couldn't really figure out what they were saying, or a lot of the signs were quite confusing, because the first ones that I read, they were kind of religious in messaging, and then there were a couple of anti-vax ones, and then there were a couple kind of saying, you know, freedom, and that's what they ended up chanting. And it, to be honest, I was a bit like, I don't even know what protesting. I don't know if they know.
I don't think most of them knew. No, they just saw something online and thought it sounds good.
Yeah. So that was kind of that was our experience, but we just had like the most perfect view of the entire thing, and it ended up it was quite. I mean, I wouldn't say it definitely wasn't violent in what I saw. There were a couple of people kind of jumping up on things and shouting and jumping down. There were a couple firecrackers let off, but I think the large majority of it was relatively peaceful.
And that's the thing. That's always going to be the case. The media will always focus on the few that commit the violence, that do the acts, that, you know, supposedly, allegedly punch the horse or whatever it was.
That was the most embarrassing media thing ever, that horse thing. But anyway. But, look at the
thing. It kind of takes away from the message.
It did. But the thing is, too, is it's just really about the lockdown people and others that can't see sick family and everything watching that with nothing but anger.
Yeah.
I think from someone who's experienced lockdown as much as I have, I can understand the frustration behind it. But I think that it was, for everyone else watching it, you're kind of just like, this is so selfish, because, like, we're dealing with an infectious disease. Like, I understand that you feel you've been pushed to this point and you're really frustrated about the way you're living your life, but this isn't, in my perspective anyway, it is so not the way to go about it when you're dealing with an infectious disease in a community, you know?
That's why I think the rest of us are scratching our heads going, you think going out there and there were people from those LGAs that are in serious trouble as far as infection, we know they were there, so you think by going into that situation with 3,500 people is going to, get you out of this sooner? Well, then you're not very bright. Really?
Or you're frustrated to the point. You own two businesses. You're now broke. You're losing your house and your kids can't go to school. You're probably not thinking clearly. I know it sounds like I'm defending, but we all just jump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't agree with what they did either. I'm against them as well. But sometimes your thought processes go out the window because you're just done.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I feel exactly the same as you, Steve. Yeah. I think these people are, you know, they're losing really upset. They're really upset. And, I think that their energy could be better directed to other ways, perhaps.
Completely, because what's going to happen, they might be losing their businesses, but if this thing gets out of more control, there's no coming back from their business.
No.
So, really, I understand it, but it's just dumb. I understand, and I'm the biggest person for have a rally, like do it peacefully, all the rest of it. And I'm not even down on the people that were trying to do it peacefully, but I just think it's just misplaced.
Yeah.
And if it does mean that the rest of the state, because I can bet your bottom dollar there would have been people from our region. There are, honestly, that if it spreads because of people like that, then gosh, what a terrible situation for the ones that are trying to do the right thing.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. All right, thank you, Keish.
No worries. And, enjoy the beautiful day in Newcastle.
Let's hope Gladys got better news for you this week.
Yeah. Look, it was a down number yesterday on the day before. Hopefully the trend will continue, Keish.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, you know, we don't like to have false hope, but
fingers crossed.
We'll hope. Yeah.
Thanks, Keisha.
You're funny, being up at the bay yesterday. They are checking licenses, which is good.
Yeah.
You couldn't get in unless you produced your license, like to the tiniest of coffee shops. So it's like, thank goodness that, you know,
My worry about that is to anyone who's been in Sydney and has a Newcastle license.
Oh, I agree.
So it's all like, and I know I use this all the time, it's like tax. It's an honesty system.
Totally. Yeah.
This whole thing is an honesty system.
Unless you're pinged with the code.
Oh, sure.
See, that's not.
Yeah.
If you're pinged, you're pinged.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's true. But
fingers crossed.
Even over the weekend, seeing that rally, you know, and again, you know, I love to step back a little bit.
Sure.
And it's just, it's turning everyone against each other.
Yeah.
And I mean, not just everything.
Yeah.
You're either for or against, and if you're against, then you're wrong, or you're for and you're wrong, and it's...
Oh, it's just sad.
We're not thinking clearly.
Yeah.
It's just this aggressiveness that I find is building, and I'm worried about it. This building...
Doesn't feel like Australia almost,
Well, it doesn't.
It?
Like, when you see scenes like that, we're used to seeing scenes like that from other parts of the world.
Yeah.
And we go, oh, that's not the Aussie way.
No.
That's what was sad about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That we're at that tinderbox at the moment.
Yep, definitely. That's right.